Hurricane Florence has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm as it bears down on the US East Coast, but officials are warning it could still claim many lives. While the storm's wind speed has dropped, predictions of the amount of rainfall it will bring are unchanged, and there are fears of catastrophic flooding. Our North America correspondent Zoe Daniel is in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I'm standing on the banks of the Cape Fear River in the town of Wilmington, so in the CBD, and it is very blustery. The rain has just started now. The wind has been quite gusty here this morning, and compared to yesterday, the environment's very different. It's a very heavy grey sky. We're already seeing down on the coast some early signs of storm surge, particularly on those outer barrier islands that exist here in North Carolina, where water is already surging over the beaches and through coastal properties. This is clearly just a sign of things to come. The storm's not really expected to build up properly until this evening, so in several hours, and it will go through the night. The bigger issue, though, Sabra, probably, is the rainfall that it will bring, because the storm, because the wind speed has dropped a bit, it's been downgraded to a Category 2 storm. It's just hovering on that cusp of Category 2 and 3. Some people are taking that as a sign that the storm itself has weakened, but what has happened during that change is that the storm has spread out, and that is concerning forecasters, because that means that a massive area across several states will be receiving catastrophic rainfall for several days.
And Zoe, the residents who've decided to stay put in the area where you are, how are they coping?
They're all very relaxed. We've spoken to several people this morning who've elected to stay, and it's important to remember that there's sort of two different types of people. There's a group that live or have holiday homes along that coastal strip, and they've been ordered to leave under a mandatory evacuation order, and the majority of them have done so. Those who are slightly away from the coast can make the choice to stay, and many are. We spoke with several elderly people this morning who are living in an independent living but a supported living home here in Wilmington. Some of them are in their 80s. One lady was over 100 years old. They have elected to stay. They've lived through many, many storms here, back to the massive Hurricane Hazel back in 1954, which is sort of the benchmark of modern hurricanes. They feel secure enough, but they are expecting strong winds, a storm surge and several days of rain. And also people are prepared perhaps for days or even a couple of weeks with no electricity.
And while the US is bracing for one storm, Zoe, there's been some further controversy over another, the one that hit Puerto Rico last year. Tell us about that.
Yes, Donald Trump has created his own form of storm in the actual week of the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria that hit Puerto Rico with devastating effects this time last year. Just a few weeks ago, the death toll for Puerto Rico was increased from 64 to almost 3,000. This had been an ongoing question which had been raised for that entire 12 months, that many more people were affected by that storm than the government would admit. Donald Trump came out this morning saying actually 3,000 people weren't killed, that when he went to Puerto Rico, there were two or three dozen deaths, blaming the Democrats for using or fudging figures to make him look bad. But there have been several studies and several fact checkers have debunked that, saying that, in fact, the number of around 3,000 is accurate, and it could, in fact, be substantially higher than that. And there are still studies underway looking into that.
Zoe Daniel reporting there.